Welcome to Let's Chit Chat, sis. I'm your girl, Kimmy. In this week's episode, we talk about the life and times of O.J. Simpson. So join us on the porch as we talk about the juice. Hey, ladies. What's shaking?
Hey. Doing everything good today?
I'm really loving both of y'all's shirts.
Oh, thank you. It's always bad on the porch.
Celeste, you gotta make us some shorts.
Yeah, and I love this. I love this material.
Yeah, she
has. I don't know what this is, but this is what fits me. I love a shirt like this. It feels good too.
Mm-hmm.
Feels good on.
I had some thoughts in mind about some t-shirts last night. It's so crazy because I was like, we gotta do something different. But yeah, I'm on it.
Yep. Season six. You know what I mean? Yeah. A lot going on now, isn't it? Yeah, good stuff going on. You know what I mean? A lot of progressive stuff going on. On a side note, you know, this is really our topic today. You know, O.J. Simpson recently passed. And I think it brought back a lot of memories for me. A lot of memories. Because I could tell me, y'all jump in. For myself, I'm not stuck in one era with him. You know what I mean? I'm not
right.
One era, excuse me. And when he passed away from prostate cancer, which is, you know, something that, you know, we can touch on as well, because, you know, people need to really make sure they're getting their preventative examinations and trying to do what they can. You know what I mean? Because it seems like prostate cancer is really taking a lot of Black men now. You know what I mean? So. Let's just rehash O.J. Simpson, because I try to be so super neutral when we talk about O.J. Simpson. I don't really, and all three of us was during all the segments of O.J. Simpson. You know what I mean? To Keisha, you might want to start because
first of all, I'd like to send condolences to the Simpson family for the loss of their loved one.
Absolutely,
and yeah, so a tremendous loss. But, you know, OJ, he did a lot. And I just remember now I'm going to go back to my childhood memories because I remember the commercials and, you know, and I'm a person. I guess I'm just one of them too Black, too strong people. But anyway, I love to see Black people on TV. I always have. And and I remember. I remember looking in Jet magazine with him and his first wife, Marguerite, and the kids and stuff. And you know, I also been boy crazy. And I also thought that he was very, very handsome back in his day. And so that's my first memory. But, you know, he was a great football player. And I believe he played for the Buffalo Bills for 11 seasons. Mm-hmm. Running back, had a fantastic career.
Hall of Famer,
one of the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do salute him for all of his accomplishments. Like I said, my first memories was that Jet magazine and seeing him and his family on Jet magazine cover.
Very handsome man. Very handsome. My first memory probably was, it's going to take y'all back, when OJ was on Roots.
Yes. Handsome.
That was my memory. And then, of course, the Hurts jumping over luggage and things like that. You know what I mean? That's what my first real interaction that he was a very, very easy to look at. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Very easy to look at. Very handsome. So, first memory.
Yeah, I was going to say the commercial first, but then when you talked about the magazines, it probably was Jet.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably Jet. Because at that time, I was probably so broke that I was still cutting their little pictures out and putting it on the wall type of stuff.
My dad said, don't put no damn glue on my walls with all sticking these people on it.
Put a piece of paper and then put it, yeah, I remember that. A cardboard or something we used to use. That would probably be my memory. And I'm like you. I don't only have the memory of the most recent years. You know what I'm saying? So that might be, you know, that I choose not to, but I do have memories.
I have memories of course, what happened to his second wife, Nicole Brown Simpson. The whole on the TV in the Bronco was more vivid in my mind is the actual trial. You know what I mean? I used to think that, you know, the prosecution was so aggressive to get him. And I think that's where mistakes was made. You know what I mean? I think that it showed white America and black America, you know, because honestly, y'all, I was in the DMV when the verdict came out. And I don't know, this would probably never happen today, but they had it on the loudspeaker when it was, you know what I mean? I don't think that would ever happen today, but that kind of shows you that what was going on. Go ahead, Katie.
And I remember that I was at school, the first school that I taught at in Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
And so I remember, and we had TVs. I don't know why we actually had, I guess we were showing things on TV, but I remember us having it on and actually listening and waiting for the trial and waiting for the verdict, I must say, of the trial. And then I remember when the verdict came in, I was at school, and how we felt about the verdict, it was joyous to us.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to give why until Celeste says what she's going to say or where she was or her memories of it.
Yeah, I remember it being a big thing too. I remember it being the highlight, like everybody was on pins and needles waiting for it. But I remember being very, very happy. And it's sad that we were happy.
It right.
was, but I could tell you why I was happy too.
I was very happy. I was actually pregnant with my daughter. And I was in the DMV. And Caucasian people were crying.
I was pregnant down, too.
Falling on the ground. The black people was in there cheering. You know what I mean? It was a big divide. Big, huge divide. Huge.
And it was. And we saw that as they were showing different, I guess, what you call it, when you watch TV watching the trial watchers, mm-hmm. and how they had different places, you remember, all over, mm-hmm. and how you can see the divide. But however, when anytime a life is taken, let's preference that. It's not a good thing. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's just say that and put that out on the table. Mm-hmm. However, we had just, this was 94, mm-hmm. 93, 94. We just came from the Rodney
King.
What is it? Rodney King. How did I forget that? Rodney King in 91, and how it was blatant injustice.
Mm-hmm.
And so the reason why the divide on our side, let me just say our side, is because that we did not, at that particular time, we did not get justice in the justice system.
Yeah.
Or be able to, quote unquote, beat the system.
Yeah.
And for him having that dream team, mm-hmm. and being able to actually win, it wasn't about, for us, it wasn't about did she, of course he should not, if he had done that, he should not have done that. But can we on our side get some justice?
Yeah.
It was about that. It was totally about that.
It definitely was. Mm-hmm. It was sad, like you said, if he did it or not, that's not what we're here for. But in my mind, at that point, we had things done to us and people got off because they had money. And this was the first time we said somebody got enough money or getting enough recognition to hire the dream team. And we feel vindicated. Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bad, but that's
I agree with y'all, because I'm telling you, I was the one cheering with them. You know what I mean? Not looking at the total picture of two people lost tragically. You know what I mean? But at that point, I kind of felt like, you know what? This is what the verdict is, and for the first time, we can see a person that looks like us, get some justice. You know what I mean? What we felt that was justice. Justice of either, and you know, this is, I'm afraid this correctly. Not justice to say that he was innocent. It was justice that I can get the same thing y'all getting.
That's right.
Exactly.
Too. You see what I'm saying? Because I think that, did I think that he mistreated her? Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. I think so, yeah. So it was a lot of things that we wasn't privy to, but just the simple fact that for that one time, it was equivalent. You know what? I'm good with this. That's how I was feeling. Yeah, I don't know if it's, I would feel like that today, but I'm just saying back then, that's how I felt. Because the King fiasco and the diversion of justice for Rodney King, I think most of us was feeling like that.
And that was and by the people who are, quote unquote, supposed to protect and serve us.
Yeah. That was, now modern day, we have experienced so much more. You know what I mean? Haven't we? So much more.
Yes.
Oh yeah,
being not taking the trial at all, you know, killing people of color, you know, and you're supposed to protect and serve. All kinds of stuff has gone on way before OJ, you know, got to the trial and way after OJ had been sentenced. What I feel like is really sad now, this is just my opinion, now, modern day, a man died from cancer. And that's the only thing you could ever think of. We just recap a historical career, a legacy that should never be stolen. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And no one is talking about that. All we are back to that verdict. You know what I mean? And now we're in social media, and social media is allows anybody that can hide and say anything. You know what I mean? That the comments, I just couldn't stand and look at them no more. You know what I mean? No grace whatsoever that the man is not here, because guess what? Because now he's not here, he being judged by God. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. It's not up to us anymore. You know what I mean? But it's not about that. And then again, you have the people. I see even people of color saying stuff like where they know it's wrong, where they're just saying, well, you know, he getting judged by God now, but I'm still glad he was innocent. You know what I mean? Because that raw feeling is still there. You know what I mean? It's still there. So that's my thoughts. What
about they treat so different after that.
A little. I mean, like, think about it. He couldn't live. Where he couldn't live at? Was it Florida? He couldn't live in Florida or something because they had some statues. Y'all be careful of Florida. I'm just going to say that. You go there, make sure you know what you're getting into. Because there's some statues on the books. Like, you think about stuff happening in Arizona and different places. They pull out these things from the 18th century that is affecting people greatly. But I just remember he couldn't, and I was reading about this actually yesterday, that he couldn't reside in Florida anymore. And he had stayed with his daughter, Arnell, for a little bit. And then they both moved to California. He stayed with her for a while, but then he moved back. You know what I mean? It was a whole bunch of things. So we have to say that his life wasn't glorious after that.
It wasn't. He didn't have peace after that, because, you know, he up in Vegas tried to get his memorabilia back. And so they really, I think he got, quote unquote, payback for that, spending as many years as he got for trying to get his own memorabilia back.
Yeah.
The hotel. Because I think, how long did he stay? He stayed a good while, because I think he got out in 2017.
Yeah, he was in there for a while.
Mm-hmm. He was in there for a good while. So, you know, and like you said, he didn't get a chance to live in peace. I think I think his mistake was, after the first verdict, if he would live a quiet life and not try to have a book. If I did it and all that. And I was
wrote
like,
the book, yeah. You want to agitate these people.
I'm trying to rock with you, but come on. Let's not do that.
Keep it quiet, right? Yeah.
So I think he also, what you're saying, Keisha, like, if this is what you're saying, you poured a lot of the hell on your own self. You see what I'm saying? Like, I would have said, after this, I'm going to move to Europe.
And I didn't do it. And it's not no if, I didn't. And that would be my stance from now on. I'm not even going to try to play with if I did. I didn't.
Exactly.
I didn't.
I didn't do it. And I'm going, and the next time y'all see me, that's where I'm be going into the ground. That's the next time y'all going to see me, because I'm going to live so quiet, you know. But sometimes people have such an antagonistic type of personality, they can't get beyond themselves. And I think that's what happened to him. You know what I mean? He had a chance where he could have just went away quietly. You know what I mean?
But
I
don't they think- did well after that, though. Wasn't there a civil case? And yeah. They found you, the fit.
Oh, yeah, they got some money. I don't think they got as much.
They got $114,000 out of a $30 million lawsuit. Yeah.
They said they didn't get
a tenth of what they supposed to get. But they're pretty sure now, because it's, you know, after you die, you kind of stock go up and different things go up. So
then you get into legalities.
Because
guess what happens? If he got stuff willed off, you know what I mean? Then you gotta things going to probate and all kind of stuff, because once you pass away, that becomes that person's, you know what I mean? So now they got to fight to get that. It can turn to mud again, you know what I mean? And I think it's going to do that, because literally one step from digging him back up out the ground, or wherever he going in the canister or whatever, I think that they will never let it go. Never. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, you know, because, you know, cremation is the way to go now. Stop spending all this money. But I'm just saying, you know, I just wish that he would have just, like Keisha said, went into silence somewhere. You know what I mean? And give his legacy an opportunity to overshadow this fiasco of the media and the trial and all this stuff, because that's all it was. You see what I'm saying? Not to take anything away from Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron, what's his name?
Goldman.
Nothing about that, because their lives was tragically taken. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Crazy. You know, when we say rest in peace, I really hope you rest in peace, and hope other people rest too, because you keep beating this dead horse, and it's just terrible. And the things I see on social media, what they say, like,
they're dragging them. Yeah, they are
dragging them. But you know, we do remember that guys put sin is all sin is sin. You know what I mean? So you can judge if you want to. I was saying this to my friend. I said, some things I just draw the line with not singing. You know what I mean? Because if he did it, God is meeting with him now. You know what I mean? He meeting his maker. You know what I mean? And that's not up to me. But I surely not up to me to say negative stuff about him, because I don't want nobody talking negatively about me when I leave this world. But these people are so, like the Kardashian, and I'm a little confused on what's going on with that camp. You know what I mean? What's her name now? Caitlyn? Bruce / Caitlyn?
Bruce.
You know what I mean? Bruce. Not Brucey. That's your son. Let me not play like that. Bruce Jenner. Caitlyn Jenner. You know what I mean? Said some. He said good riddance. And somebody somebody came behind and said, "You up next, Miss Doubtfire." You know what I mean? It's like, oh my God.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you go slam somebody, somebody else is waiting there to slam you. You know what I mean? Do we not remember that he killed somebody in a car accident? You know what I mean? Their life was tragically taken too. You see what I'm saying? And they're ready to pluck you apart, you know? So
this is true.
Yeah. Be careful what you say. But, you know, again, like you said, Keisha, condolences to his family. You know what I mean? Because he got children and grandchildren out here. And I hope they have peace as much as they can have peace. Because the sins of a father is not their responsibility. You know what I mean?
And that was going to be my final thought too, Kim. I just hope that the family have peace and be able to go about and not be able to be burdened with his father's memory, but have a joyous memory. I hope, I pray that they have a joyous memory of their father. Mm-hmm. Rest in peace. OJ Simpson.
Celeste?
Yeah, I'm so torn between how to feel about this whole thing. Yeah, rest in peace. And, you know, we got to be stop being so quick to judge. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever happened, whatever, don't dismiss everything else that he's accomplished. You know what I mean?
We don't need to hear about that anymore at all.
You a fair day in court. He had a fair day in court. They said he wasn't guilty. We got to respect that.
And that's right. Look, he went to jail for his own memorabilia. We ain't think that was fair either, but that's what happened. Mm-hmm. Nobody don't really talk about that part. They just keep going back to the murders. They keep going back because they want to get it back in court. I'm like, they ready to bring the urn up in the court and start it over again. It's an obsession. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, it's like an obsession. Like, yeah. People get justice one way or the other, and I don't think you can't get justice in sometimes in life. You know what I mean?
And we get them wanting to have justice. That's not what we're saying. What we're saying is that a lot of people not getting justice.
Mm-mm. It's a lot of people out here that
yeah, it wasn't a big deal, you know?
Mm-hmm. I agree. So, great episode. And again, you know, rest in peace. I was going to say James Brown. Lord, forgive me.
Him too. No.
Because, you know, that was another sad situation when he passed away. Rest in peace, OJ Simpson, and I send condolences to your family, your children, and your grandchildren, and any other significant impact you have made on anybody else that truly loves you that's left in this world. So joining me tonight is
it's your girl Celeste,
and it's your girl Keisha.
And I'm your girl, Kimmy. Have a wonderful week on purpose, and we'll see you again next Wednesday. Take care.